Well, I know Donnie got the number right for the number of great-grandchildren, because at a recent class reunion, I attended with his wife, she got the award for, Mary Lou got the award for having the most great-grandchildren. And that time it was 21, so now it's 22, so figured that he got that one right. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words to go out of my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I spoke them. Well, good morning, and thanks for your support. It's great to see about 34 folks here on a Sunday that the pastor isn't here. I appreciate that. And by the title of my message, Are We There Yet? You can tell we're a bit Dutchy around here. Why do we put yet on the end of Are We There Yet? But anyway, that's what we do. There's a lot of other things that we say and do, which kind of indicates our where we live. Now, if you are a cruciverbalist or a person who creates or solves crossword puzzles, you can see an eight-letter clue that says self-control or perseverance. Now, depending on the words around it and if it fit, it just might be the word patience. We recently finished a study on the book of Job. Here was a man whose life and health was destroyed, but yet he survived with patience beyond imagination. I learned that the word patience is derived from the Latin word p-a-t-i pate, which means to suffer, to endure, to bear. But my message this morning is about a different kind of patience. It's the everyday, where the rubber hits the road, patience. You are in a hurry. The alarm didn't go off this morning. Everything you do seems to go wrong. You finally get dressed, and as you eat a quick breakfast, you find you spilled some coffee on your shirt. More time lost. You get in the car, it will not turn over. A dead battery. More time lost. You feel the blood pressure rising. AAA just left. The car starts. Now it's a straight shot to work. But you get behind someone who is driving 45 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour, no passing zone. The BP rises. Next up, you hit every stoplight on the way, more time lost. A few weeks ago, Dave Suitors in his opening referred to one of Pastor Dave's sermon where he mentioned about being tested. This scenario would certainly fall under that subject. So let's talk about patience. Well, if anyone needed to practice being patient, it's me. I have a sign in my office that says, Lord, grant me patience, but hurry. Are you ever confronted with drivers who do not obey yield signs? Or you're at a fast food restaurant and you choose the wrong line, and the person in front of you has a list as long as your arm? Or you're in a hurry and the traffic light changes to green and the drivers in front of you don't move fast enough? I'm sure you can come up with many other things that tries one patience. But how about this for diffusing a trying situation? A friend of mine recently sent me this email. A friend of his was in a six-item express lane at the supermarket. It's a non-named supermarket, and was quietly fuming. Completely ignoring the sign, a woman had slipped in ahead of him into the checkout line, pushing a cart piled high with groceries. How often have you seen this? Imagine his delight when the cashier beckoned the woman to come forward, looked in the cart, and asked sweetly, Which six items would you like to buy? What gumption? He never mentioned the aftermath, but it probably delayed things, but it did make the situation a bit more bearable. I hope she got an attagirl instead of get out of here. But anyway, many years ago, back in the 40s, I might have been 7, my sister 5, we would visit our grandparents in Sayre, Pennsylvania. At that time, this was a 90-mile trip up through the winding road, Route 220 of Munsee Valley and beyond, which at that time took over 2 hours. I'll always remember on the way home stopping at some really good ice cream shop, Walter's Ice Cream Parlor in Hughesville, which unfortunately is no longer there. Anyway, I don't know if it was my mother's idea or if she got the idea from somewhere else. She was an English teacher, but of course I put up with that my entire life too. But in order to keep my sister and I from squabbling, we played the cow and cemetery game. I would sit on one side of the back seat, and my sister would sit on the other. As we traveled northward, we counted the cows on our side of the road. Whoever had the most cows when we reached Sayre was the winner. However, if either side passed the cemetery, that side had to bury their cows and start over. This lasted for a few years until we were old enough to figure out which was the best side to choose. And that caused more squabbling than it earlier prevented. But we both knew which was the best side, so much for that. Well, our parents did get a few years of travel peace and quiet. We then took up the mantra chant, "Are we there yet? How much further?" Today is no different from the 40s, as from time to time we wonder, how long? How long for what? A prayer to be answered? A pot of pasta to boil? A pot of coffee to brew? Or how long will this cold last? You know, life is too short to be in a hurry. We're only here on a visit, so we've got to make the best out of it. We've got to play the hand we were dealt. We could save ourselves a lot of grief by being patient. So why do we get impatient, and what can we do about it? Needless to say, patience is not easy to attain, and it's probably now harder now to achieve than ever before. So in defining patience, we find it's man's endurance when faced with the adversities of life. Enduring under injuries inflicted by others, restraining some action or emotion, or holding up under different circumstances. It involves holding back from retaliation against someone who has harmed us. In today's world of instant everything, technological advancements and readily available credit have allowed us to obtain, experience, and consume practically anything we want, almost immediately. Do we need to be patient anymore? Well, if we reach our goals, have successful relationships, and achieve personal peace, the answer is a resounding yes. Anything worthwhile and of importance cannot take place right away. To quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience. Enjoying the beauty of nature brings you a sense of pace of the life outside yourself, a sense that requires patience, empathy for yourself and others, awareness of the insignificance of your problems and your place in the world. That the compassion you show for others and yourself brings love to your life in ways you never expected. The enlightenment of the infinite existence of time and space, which we only get a glimpse of when we choose to walk the path of peace. It takes time, dedication, and effort to achieve. So even in this day and age, patience is a virtue and also a value of eternal life. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, we read that patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit, in addition to love, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So what are the benefits of developing patience? Well, there are four that I'd like to share with you. It reduces the stress levels and makes you a happier, healthier person. When you learn and practice patience, you don't get as angry, stressed, or overwhelmed. You are in more control of your emotions and in a better position to deal with difficult situations with ease and poise. It makes you more aware when you look to see if there are any witnesses. How many times has that happened? Something happens and you look around, did anybody see that? Patience also promotes longevity and makes you a happier, healthier person. Isn't this what we want to happen? Patience also helps us in a time of distress. There were two men shipwrecked on this island. The minute they got onto the island, one of them started screaming and yelling, "We're going to die! We're going to die! There's no food, no water. We're going to die." The second man was propped up against a palm tree and acting so calmly and patiently that it drove the first man crazy. "Don't you understand," he said, "we're going to die." The second man replied, "Just hold up, you just don't understand. I make $100,000 a week." The first man looked at him quite dumbfounded and asked, "What difference does that make? We're on an island with no food and water. What difference does making $100,000 a week make? We're on an island, no food or water." The second man answered, "You just don't get it. I make $100,000 a week, and I tithe 10% of that $100 per week. My pastor will find me." The second thing, it results in better decision making. When you're patient, you take the time to assess the situation. Look at the big picture and weigh any pros or cons. The chances of making a big mistake lessen because you avoid making it in haste. Taking time to problem solve requires patience and deliberation. Just think, what would Jesus do? Thirdly, it helps develop understanding, empathy, and compassion. You're automatically more aware, more understanding, and compassionate with others when you yourself are patient. Patient people take the time to process what they go through and are able to determine what it takes to overcome obstacles so they are more understanding of others. This results in better, more fulfilling relationships with spouses, friends, children, and bosses. I once saw a sign in an office that read, "The boss isn't always right, but he or she's always the boss." So you kind of listen to that. And fourthly, it helps you understand and appreciate the process of growth. As mentioned earlier, anything worthwhile takes time and to achieve, an effort to achieve. As the old saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. Planning, growth, evaluation, and measurement of all take time, and taking time takes patience. As author Roy T. Bennett writes, "Don't waste your time in anger, regrets, worries, and grudges. Life is too short to be unhappy." Here are some tips on how to develop patience. Take a day when you make patience your goal for the entire day. Make a concerted effort to take your time and think about everything you do. Be mindful and live in the moment. At the end of the day, observe all the ways in which you've made smarter decisions, got along better with others, and actually understood what took place. Learn to do it on a daily basis. Developing patience is much like physical exercise, because it requires persistence and effort. If you have a tendency to rush around and try to hurry things up, you want things done immediately and can't wait for anything, for things to take their natural course, stop. Take several deep breaths before you act or make a move. For example, if you're in a long lineup at the grocery store in heavy traffic, make a decision to pause and not get worked up. Giving yourself enough time to do anything will certainly help in these and others delay and other delays in your day. In some instances, a delay might give us a chance to think and catch up with our life. We can practice delaying gratification. When you want to reach for that dessert or second drink or buying your 10th pair of shoes, stop and think about it first. Maybe you don't need or want any of them that badly, after all. And you can save yourself some money and some extra calories. Also, practice thinking before you speak. At times, we blurt out the first thought that comes into our heads without considering the consequences. If we're patient, pause, and go over what we want to say, we can avoid hurting or offending others. The writer of Proverbs in chapter 5, verse 1 tells us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I once saw a sign in an office that said, Thimp is not a harsh word, but it does get us to think. Taking each letter separately, let's break down the word think, T-H-I-N-K. T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? Choose your words wisely, as you probably can't take them back. Many times have you heard, I didn't mean it. An old Chinese proverb tells us, one moment of patience can ward off disaster. One moment of impatience can ruin a whole life. To again quote Roy Bennett, try not to be impatient with others. Respect other people's feelings. It might not mean anything to you, but it could mean everything to them. Situations for which patience is a must. Reaching most goals. Losing weight. Having a baby. Bodybuilding. Becoming a professional career person, such as a doctor, lawyer, an engineer, no Indian chief. Becoming a top athlete, or becoming a virtuoso in the musical field, or the healing of any wounds or illnesses, getting over loss or tragedy. This nation has certainly had its share of that. Patience is definitely a valuable character trait to develop. It may appear to be passive, however, it's an active, purposeful, and necessary form of self-discipline. Without patience, many of our actions would be counterproductive, and ultimately much time and energy would be wasted spinning our wheels. Surely patience is a time-tested virtue. If you don't take the time to do it right, do you have the time to do it over? If you make a mistake, make it part of the dance. You probably are the only one who knew it happened. It happened. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it's written, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but that everyone come to repentance. Two wrongs do not make a right. We do not need to treat others the same way we have been treated. This would save a lot of road rage. It is clear from this message of Scripture that we need to act and not react. Neither should we simply be passive. But God's word confirms the need to actively rise above the tit-for-tat behavior that characterizes so many failing relationships. Not only that goes for a spouse, but for also that driver, for that driver that cut you off on the interstate. The wrongs committed against us are opportunities for us to grow in our walk with God, as we acknowledge the truth of His word and submit ourselves to be governed by its principles rather than our emotions. Let's not so easily be offended by others. Remember, we are all in process. Let's be patient and kind with each other as the Lord is with us. As Pastor Dave said in last week's message, patience is one of the hardest lessons to be learned. Let us go forward. Let us go with eyes of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping me give this message. Let us all take to heart in asking the question, what would Jesus do? Your time, Father, not ours. This we ask in your Son's name with thanksgiving. Amen. Now I'm going to do something a little different here. Since we have a little time, my message is not quite as long as Pastor Dave's. So what I'd like to do is have you pick a few songs that you'd like to sing, hymns or praise choruses. But we'll take a few minutes to do that. Let's have a little song fest here. Just blurt out a chorus or a praise or a hymn that you'd like to sing, and we'll do it.